Okay, USC coach Bob Cantu has joined us, and the Trojans are home this week hosting Arizona tomorrow night, and then they host Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Rich Hammond, Orange County Register.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Just wondering, I know you guys probably haven't spent a lot of time together since the last game, but just maybe the mood of the team, things were going so well for you guys there really until, you know, halftime of Cal. You confident that you can get these guys, you know, back in a good feeling?
Yeah, I am. I definitely am. We practiced yesterday and kind of went through a lot of film and kind of tried to correct a lot of things that we didn't do right in the UCLA game, and we're just trying to move forward. And you know, it's ups and downs during a game and throughout the conference. So you've got to learn from those mistakes. You've got to correct them, and you've got to move on. And our biggest thing right now is just try to do those things as we get, you know, through these next 2 weeks and get into to Vegas and see what we can do there.
The last Arizona game, I mean, that was a weird deal. You came off that, you know, Arizona State loss that was so close and tough, and it didn't look like it was there against Arizona. I mean, do you even pull a lot from that game, or you just kind of put it aside and not analyze it too much?
Well, you definitely want to look at the mistakes that we made. You know, I think we settled for jump shots, and we need to be more aggressive at the rim. You know, we need to do a good job of handling the basketball and not turn it over, because a lot of turnovers, you know, lead to the other team, you know, getting runouts and easy baskets. So, you know, we definitely look at it and look at what we can try to do better going into this game. But second time around, we've got to have a better game plan, and we just have to have better execution. You know, and the thing that the team has to understand is if we're not making shots, we still have to defend. And that's usually in our better games this year, we've been making shots and our defense has been good. So it's got to be a great balance of both.
Yeah, is that the transition? You mentioned after UCLA, the transition defense kind of took a dip a little bit. Was that something that played a big factor there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially early on in the game, we got down, you know, and it was tough to battle out of it. And a lot of them were runouts. You know, we turned it over, and, you know, it led to a dunk or a layup and that kind of thing. And then you're kind of battling out of a hole, which makes it difficult. You know, we gave up only 28 points in the second half to UCLA, but, you know, we were down by too many early on.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Diane Pacine, Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Bob. First of all, I just wanted to check, is everybody other than Ari healthy?
Yeah, Omar's had, he's been sick. He didn't practice yesterday.
Okay, the flu kind of thing?
Yeah, some type of virus. He didn't practice yesterday, and I'm not sure if he's practicing today.
Okay. What kind of problems does Solomon Hill provide? What kind of player is he?
You know, he's got great size for his position. He can shoot it. He can shoot the three. He can drive. He can post. He does a great job of getting to the foul line and making free throws. He presents a lot of problems because he can handle the ball in transition. He's just an overall great player, and obviously he's got a lot of experience being a four-year player.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Bruce Pascoe, the Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, I was just wondering, you touched on a little bit, but just the it seemed like except for some things against UCLA, you guys were on a kind of a roll lately, and since the last time you're here playing Arizona, what would you say, any trends you've kind of identified it now that you've really gotten to put your stamp on the team a little bit?
Yeah, you know, basically when you look back at it, the games that we're scoring, you know, we're defending, and if we're not scoring, we're not defending, and that's kind of been, I think, some of a problem, especially when you look at the last game. And so the emphasis has got to be on playing both ends all the time and taking good shots. If you take bad shot, you know, one thing, we've loosened it up and we've let guys play and attack, you know, in the open court. But now teams are kind of, you know, seeing that and they're getting back on defense, so you're not getting as many of those. So understanding, you know, when to attack in a fast break and when not to is something that we have to understand. And we got to defend regardless of what the score is, or whether we're making baskets or not. That's kind of my observations at this point, I'd have to say.
You mentioned Hill a little bit. You do know him pretty well, I take it, from when he was recruited there, or have you had any kind of relationship with him over the years?
I recruited him back, started when he was like a sophomore in high school, sophomore and junior at Fairfax High School, and so followed his development. And, he's just done a tremendous job of, he's improved his body, has improved his range from three. He's done a lot of great things. His ball handling has gotten better. And, like I said earlier, he's got great size for his position. He can really defend. If there's a smaller person on him, he can post him and score on the block in a lot of ways. And so he's done a great job of expanding his game, obviously at Arizona, but even back as far back as when he was a high school player until now.
Yeah, I was wondering because Miller's actually given him a lot of credit for what he's done in the off season and drastically changing his body and working on the skills as well. I mean, did you see that kind of ethic in him as a high school kid even, or do you think it's something that came later?
He was a competitor, and he worked very hard in high school. I just think he's probably embraced that challenge in college and embraced kind of that leadership role, and his game has just really, stepped up. And obviously his offseason's been tremendous, with what they've done with him in the weight room. He seems to just be in better shape almost every year, but he's just a tremendous talent, and I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Make another ask for questions. Any more questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Bob, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, see you.